Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so would you say your home is a single-family home, so like detached,
yes.
A townhome, single? All right. Do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Could you please tell me what year your home was built?
80.
1980, all right. Have any upgrades or modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades?
These are a condo, and you can't touch nothing on the outside or anything.
All right, so just to clarify, would you say your home is an apartment or a condominium? Or is it a single-family home?
It's a condo, I guess you'd call it. Yeah, a condo.
All right. All right, so no upgrades. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 76.
76, all right. Wait, let me try to do the math. That'd be 2024 minus 1976. That'll be around 48 years. 48, all right, thank you. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list is tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3 hurricane, category 4 hurricane, or category 5 hurricane?
All the above.
All of the above?
Yeah.
All of them, all right, wow. So could you please tell me the name and or year of each of those kind of issues, if you remember them, like the name and year for the tropical storm?
No.
Don't remember? All right.
No, I don't know.
All right.
Boy,
so.
My dinner.
All right. So would you say you don't remember for the category hurricanes either? Like you don't remember for the category one?
No, we get so damn many of them come through here. Some of them are, you know, do some damage and some of them don't. I don't, you know. And fortunately, the way this house is built and the direction it's facing in, there has not been a hurricane that came through here where I couldn't open the front door and stand there and look at it. It's
right.
Crazy.
Wow. All right.
And
so
the house is poured concrete.
Oh.
These were built in a mold.
All right. Okay. So
What are you trying to sell?
Oh, we're not selling anything at all. This is just a survey to get information based on this topic. So, yeah, we're not selling anything at all. So, so have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Physically, I don't know how much you consider physically, but we had the soffit on the outside had a little hole put in it, and in one hurricane, that was the only damage I ever had.
All right. And what would you say was the estimated damage in dollars? Like maybe how much they have to pay to fix it?
Of course, nothing. The condo association fixed it.
All right. So nothing. All right.
It wasn't much. I mean, I would say, looking at it, at the most, it might be $200 job.
$200? All right. Thank you.
Yeah, it was nothing. It was just a hole.
All right. So could you tell me what were the primary causes to your home? Was it like debris in the wind breaking your window? Or wait, you said that was a hole, right?
Yeah, it was the wind damage through, I forget what the hell they're called. The shingles are like come down off the roof. Actually, it's not even part of the house. I mean, it's part of the house, but nothing can get past that. There's a wall and then the living area.
All right. All right, thank you. Okay. So how vulnerable do you feel a damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel, like, extremely vulnerable to these, somewhat vulnerable or not too vulnerable?
No, I don't have any problems here.
All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you say you would put up hurricane shutters or a board-up home, buy supplies?
I have steel shutters.
All right. Okay, perfect. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? would you say when a hurricane watch is issued, so possibly within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, so
within 48 hours.
All right. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very
certain?
You're
listening to him. You're talking to the only one in the house.
Oh, all right. So would you say you're very certain that you're protected, or somewhat certain,
yes,
or not at all,
yeah,
certain?
Yeah, there's no problem here, Craig. You know, as old as these houses are and all the storms he went through, never had a bit of damage.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Other
so
than
that,
it'll, other
it'll
than
make
that little,
it.
The hole in the... I forget what they're called.
All right. Well, no worries. I can totally understand that your house is really strong and it will make it,
it
through
is.
Anything,
they are.
Literally. All right. So if you could please select your top three sources of information. So do you get your sources or do you get your information from internet, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like
TV
Twitter?
TV and internet.
TV and internet. All right. Nothing else? Like no friends or WhatsApp or newspapers or radio?
No. What the hell do they know?
All right.
The weather department ought to be able to answer any questions or tell me something. I've never had any problems with this business.
All right, thank you. So on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
0. Even less than 1.
All right. So how many of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Would you say, like, the cost of housing has impacted your ability, or the cost of childcare, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance or loss of income or employment?
Well, the only thing is the insurance, they went up quite a bit in the last year here.
All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No? All right. When would you evacuate if a hurricane kind of happened? Would you say, like, you would evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, so 48 hours? If a hurricane...
I would evacuate if they come around and grab me by the arm and drag me out of the house. These houses are like bunkers.
All right, so never then?
Never.
All right. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To, like, a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family? Would you not leave under any circumstances? Would you go to another location within the state or as far as possible
go
to another state?
Up with a friend.
Friend? All right. How many vehicles are available
in your house? The only reason I would go to a friend, mm-hmm. I just don't – it's better when you're not alone.
Oh, all right. Understandable.
That's the only reason. I wouldn't do it count of it. I'm worried about the house getting knocked off.
All right. Understandable. So how many vehicles are available in your household?
Available? What do you mean by that?
It means, like, just how many cars do you happen to have that would be, like, ready to use or that you own or that you maybe drive around?
I have one ready to use and the other one only goes a quarter mile at a time.
All right. What is the amount, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I do not know offhand.
All right, no worries. So how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say you're certain that you could come up with it? You could probably come up with it? You probably could not come up with it?
I could probably come up with that, but no problem.
All right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last what year? Would you say it's decreased significantly, so over 10%, decreased somewhat, so between 1 and 10%, it's remained the same, it's increased somewhat, or it's increased significantly, like over 10%?
Well, the insurance, all I know, the homeowners, whatever the hell they call it here, the association, it's running me $200 a month more than it did last year. But we knew it was going to happen, Kenneth. They even said it on the news about these insurance companies raising ridiculous rates.
All right. So you would say it's increased significantly then, or increased
yes,
somewhat?
Yes, significantly, yes.
All right. What about in the past 1 to 3 years? What would you say it's increased or decreased?
Percentage, you mean, or dollars?
No, just in general. Would you say it's, like, decreased significantly or decreased somewhat or remained the same, increased somewhat, or it's increased significantly?
Increased significantly.
All right. What about in the past 3 to 5 years?
As far as we didn't have an increase 3 to 5 years ago. It was just this year when the federal government or something raised everything.
So would you say it's remained the same then in the past 3 to 5 years?
Yes. And then this year it went up crazy.
All right. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
It didn't. 5 to 10 years, it didn't move at all.
All right, so it remained the same. All right, thank you.
Now, the association takes care of it.
All right. So as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Would you say you had a change of insurance provider, you increased amount of, like, deductible, or you decreased coverage?
I didn't do a thing. It's the homeowners.
All right.
The homeowners association had a general increase, the whole complex. And share was $200 a month.
Okay. So if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable using? Would you say like 100%, or you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60?
How can I say that when the homeowners cover that?
All right. Well, no worries. I can just put here that you're not really aware of that. So which of the following would you consider taking if the insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county?
Let's put it this way. I'm 87 years old. The next thing is probably going into the burner or a hole in the ground by the time this stuff happens.
So would you say you would not move from your home then? All right. So in recent years that there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No, I'd always pay it. The homeowners association pays that insurance automatically. It don't matter if I pay my house off or not.
All right.
Or the association.
Okay, thank you. So if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs, like a federal government, state government, or local governments?
I don't have any idea. I never had this problem, and I don't know one would treat you the best.
All right. So on a scale
I'd say federal, if any.
Federal? All right. Perfect, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest and number 1 is the lowest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Yeah, a lot.
I'm sorry, what was that?
A lot of confidence.
All right, so a 5 then?
I keep up with all that business. I know, somebody had an air conditioner installed here, and they had to turn around and go to get permit and all this business. You gotta keep your eye on it. Do you know where you're calling to?
I believe we're calling the Florida area.
Yeah, this is West Palm Beach. I'm like 4 miles from the ocean. And, and we get hurricanes. That's what I say. I get hurricanes all the time down here. I mean, the last 2 days, a couple days have been blowing 30-mile-an-hour gusts. I mean, that's common.
All right. So how confident are you that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Say that again. I didn't hear you on that one.
Yeah. So how much confidence do you have that the local land uses planning taking into account hurricane risks?
How are they taking it into account?
I don't understand
that question. Go to another one.
All right. That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
Oh, the wind risk. Is that what you're saying?
No, this is the next one. We can just leave the other one that you don't really know it. It's no worries.
Say that again.
So how much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Oh, the new they take it heavy for a big account.
All right, so would that be a
five?
They
were around here just inspecting the other day for the roofs. I had a roof. They put a new roof on here about a month ago. since I've been here, the way this association is, they've had, I had two ruse or three ruse since I've been here. I mean, they keep after everything here, and it, you know, most of the damage is never just general wind damage, things blowing around.
All right. So how much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account flood risks?
That I don't know. For flooding around here? The new developments?
Yes.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, kind of. They, yes, heavy for flood risks if you're in a flood area.
All right. So you would be like a 5 then, because like you're like very high confidence that the new development is taken. So would you say that your confidence then is very high that the new development takes into account flood risks?
Yeah.
All right. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Yeah, they should be strict.
All right. So do you think that's a 5 then? Because you're very confident that the building codes are strict?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So next, I have a few questions about sea level rise. We're almost done with the survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Well, let's put it this way. I imagine the next 100 years, this will be beachfront property here, next couple hundred. This business with this sea rise is a lot of bullshit. I've been studying some of this. And, you know, I've been saying for years here, the biggest problem down here with the humidity and all that is that they, when they build these developments and parking lots, the water cannot penetrate through the ground to go into the aquifer. And that's what the problem is. And then when it does that, you get high humidity, it goes up, and it changes weather conditions. It's not a natural thing. The water should percolate in, but they don't allow it to. It runs in a pipe, into the canal, and out in the ocean. They shouldn't have it that way, but that's the way it is.
All right. So would you say you don't believe it's happening?
No, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it's happening.
All right. So most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, so under 10 meters or 33 feet, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say you're extremely concerned?
Not
concerned at all? All right. So when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Were like neighborhoods, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zone, proximity to other families?
Yeah, I was a bachelor. I was a bachelor, and these are nice pads here. Let's put it that way. They were just good properties, well-built, and a good price. Let's put it this way. To let you give you an idea, I bought this property, paid $54,000 for it. They're going for $300,000 right now. I mean, that's unreal, but that's, and there has been no changes in construction or nothing. They never have any problems.
All right. So how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than a year? Until I die, all right. So
that's not going to be that long from now either, the way things are going in this country.
Oh, all right. Sorry to hear that. So finally, I just have a few general questions, and then we're going to be completely done. So again, thank you so much for your time. So would you mind telling me your age, or would you feel more comfortable I give you 87. Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right.
I'm allowed to go for a change just for the hell of it, though.
All right. So, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Me.
Just you. All right. So just one. All right. Okay. Okay, thank you. So what is your marital status? Would you say, like, single, never married, or married, living with a partner, widow, divorced?
Divorced. I was married once.
All right.
That's all it took, one time.
Oh, all right. So what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
High school.
Meaning you. High school?
High
school. All right. No college or, like, some college?
No.
Just high school? All right. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian, I guess, yeah.
All right. What language is most often spoken in your home? I would assume English.
That's it, yeah.
All right. Could you please tell me which is the outcome range in your household? Or I can give you ranges if you would like, or you can just ballpark it.
Go ahead. Give me the ranges.
All right. So the ranges are under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000.
Okay. So what are the income you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What is what is your income range for your household?
I'm only getting Social Security, so it's around 30, I think.
All right. All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. So, again, thank you so much for your responses. I hope you have a very
nice
day.
Who's going to pay for my burnt dinner talking to you?
So sorry, but I cannot help you with that. But, again, just thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Thank
you. And I do a good rest of your day. And I hope you have a good dinner as well. So thank you again.
I'll go to McDonald's and pay $20.
Oh, all right. That's always a good option. I love McDonald's.
Bye-bye.
All right. Listen five.